You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We're going
to
speak about a specific area in Muktzah, which is the next Seif, two Seif that we're up to, which it talks about doors that get disattached from their hinges, their walls that they were initially attached to. From that, that doesn't happen to us too often in the lives that we live, but what does happen often in our lives is sometimes you have a doorknob or a faucet or other such, sometimes those hooks. Sometimes in your kitchen you have suction hooks to hold up a towel or a suction hook to hold up some other things in the kitchen. What if one of those get disattached? And that's going to be the application of this initial discussion in the Shulchan Aruch of doors that get disattached. So we're going to do two se'ifim, one we started last week, and then we'll do the new one this morning. So we started Sif Ches last week, but we'll go mention it again, and then go into Sif Tes, and then at the end we're going to get to these very specific applications of what to do with the doorknob that fell off either Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos, and what, why, where. Let's begin with, again, we're learning some Shem Ches or Chesmuk, so we're up to Sif Ches. Says the Shulchan Aruch together in Source 1, Kol HaKelim HaNitolim B'Shabbos. If you have a kli, let's talk about a dollhouse. That's the easiest example. Kol HaKelim HaNitolim B'Shabbos. Dal Sasehen Shenis Parkum Mehem Nitolim. Let's say you have a dollhouse and the door falls off. Or your kid has a chest or a bureau in your, an armoire in your dining room. And which is itself not Muktzah. It's a big, heavy kli, but that doesn't make it Muktzah. And this armoire, the door falls off. Guess what? That door is not Muktzah. Bein es parka b'chol, bein es parka b'shabbos. Right? A lot of people think, uh-oh, a door fell off. It's Muktzah. Incorrect. If the door fell off a kli, just like the kli is muchan, you're allowed to move the kli, so too you're allowed to move the door that fell off it, whether it fell off on Shabbos or not on Shabbos. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah over there. He's going to distinguish and set us up for the next sif. Aval b'dalsos habayis o chalonos. This leniency that you're allowed to be metaltel, a door that fell off, that's only by a kli, because the kli itself is nitel b'Shabbos. But if it fell off something that's a fixture in the house, that's part of the house, aval b'dalsos habayis o chalonos, even if we would consider it to be a kli, even if it would have some purpose, what's the purpose? Let's give an example. Let's say you have, I think I mentioned this in the past, a screen comes out, or you have those the second double level of windows, a storm window, I think they call it. A storm window comes off its track, and you want to know, could you use it to, I don't know, prop up against your window? Could you, the screen comes out, could you, even if you're not going to insert it, could you just lift it up and put it sort of on the place to keep out the bugs, even if you're not going to actually insert it back into the tracks? Would that be okay? So says the Mishnah, no, that won't be okay. Because even though it might still have a shame kli, right, this screen that's supposed to be on the tracks, it came off the tracks, it still has a shame kli. It's called a screen. And it has the function and a functionality of a screen, just off the tracks, it's not disattached. Since it wasn't huchan to be used as a movable screen, for example, when that screen comes out, the point of that screen is to reattach it, to slip it back into the tracks. That's going to be also because it's something that is mechuber. Since it's all made to reattach to the house, what's the malach of reattaching to the house, obviously?
Bona.
Bona, of course, it's going to be an isur of bona. Since it's all made to be bona with it, that gives it a din of Muktzah. It's a kli, what are we going to call it? So listen to this. I could have said, oh, it's not a kli. But clearly that's not what he's saying. He's saying, Av pisha kli chach shuvin. So it's going to be a kli. Once it's a kli, that means it can't be Muktzah machmas gufo. I'll say that again. Since it has a shame kli, it can't be Muktzah machmas gufo. And if it's not Muktzah machmas gufo, it's only Muktzah because it's all made to do an iser with it, it's going to be at worst kli shemalach to l'iser. And therefore, if you have this screen and you're worried that if you leave it on the floor, somebody's going to kick the screen out of the you know, screens are delicate. If you punch it or something, or if a kid kicks it or bangs into it, the screen could rip out of the frame. So you're allowed to move it only l'tzorach gufo mekamo, not l'tzorach, you know, not mecham l'tzel, not to protect it itself. So it has a din of a kli, but it doesn't have a, but it's not muktzeh machmas gufo. So you'll have this middle ground. But the only reason why it's usur is because it's omid to be mechaber, to be bone. But if it was something that would be a door of, let's say, like we said again, that door of the armoire, the door of a chest, the door of a doll house, the door of a, you know, children's play kitchen, anything that's a door or something that's attached to something that is a kli, that's not going to be considered a muktzah. Why? As we'll see in the next, if, because what's the problem of attaching a screen back to a house, back to the track of a window? Bona, and by kli, and binim bekelim. And therefore, we'll take us to sif test. What do you say?
What if it's the kind of thing where you change it every year or twice? You know, there's a screen, you put it in, then it's door.
I don't think that changes the halach. It's still, if it's mechubar for 6 months to your house, I think that has been a mechubar. And therefore, that will be part of your house, I think. That's a good question. I think yes, sometimes you could have something mechubar. That doesn't mean that it's not mechubar. The fact that it's made to be, you're right, there's a quick release. You press a button and it comes out. You press a button and it goes back in. I don't think that means that it's not mechubar. If you take it in and out every week, I agree with you, then it's considered that you put it in and out. But if you, just because they design it in a very intelligently engineered way, so that it's easy to attach or harder to attach, I don't think that takes away from the fact that it's mechubar or not mechubar lakarka. I think it still has a din of mechubar lakarka, even though it's easy to slip on enough. That's my own, I could be wrong, but that's what I would assume. Let's move on to Sif Test. Sif Test is going to take what we just learned, that there's a distinction between a delis of a bias, and introduce the contrast when you have what we just learned is delis of kalim, and they are not mukta. We will now see the contrast, the delis of a kli, which is not mukta, to the delis of a house, which will be mukta. Let's see that contrast in Sif Test. Delis shel shida teva umigdal. If you have a door that's attached to a chest, to a dollhouse, to an armoire, to a break front, you could remove the door from that. You could remove a door because, of course, as we'll see shortly, ein binyan bekelim. If there's an ein binyan bekelim, there's also ein stira bekelim. So therefore, you're allowed, your mom is allowed to remove the door from the break front. But we see something crazy. Why should that be? I don't understand. If you say there's no binyan, there's no stira b'kelim, so that's why there's no binyan b'kelim, no stira b'kelim. So why should there be a heter to take apart, take a door off a break front, but you're not allowed to put the door back on the break front? Okay, we'll see that shortly. However, I'm skipping two words. Continues the second line of Sif Tes. V'shalul shel tarnegolim. But if you have a door of a chicken coop, all we're trying to say is that something that is mechubar lakarka. If you have a door of a chicken coop, which is mechubar, a door that is mechubar lakarka, usur, that's going to be usur to either remove or to put back. Why? Bein lito bein lahachzir dekeimen de mechubar lakarka isbe binyan vistira. Okay, so that's the Shulchan Aruch. Let's back up, and then we'll go to the source, and then Gemara and Shabbos in a moment, and understand where this halacha is coming from. What are we saying? We're saying that if you have a door that's connected to the house, or anything that's mechubar lakarka, a lul shel tarnegol in a chicken coop, which is mechubar lakarka, there's binyan and there's stira. There's an iser binyan, there's an iser stira. And therefore, you can't attach a door to a house, you can't remove a door from a house. That could be a real house, it could be a clubhouse, it could be a tree house. All these things are mechubar lakarka. Tree house is a different issue, climbing up trees. But I'm talking about a real issue of binyan, bekarka, and therefore anything that's mechubar lakarka, you cannot attach to or remove from. That's clear. What we have to discuss is this double standard that when you have a kli, that's not mechubar lakarka, a kli, a dollhouse, a break front, There, the Shulchan Aruch tells us you're allowed to remove it, but not attach the door. Where do you have that double standard? Why should there, yes, be binyan, but not be stira? Let's see the Gemara, which is the source for this, and you'll see. Says the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuvchav Beis, and Beis, we're going back to the source for this Shulchan Aruch, Tan Rabbanan. In source number two, Dela shel shidu shel teva shel migdol notlin aval lo machzirin. You have this double standard, you have a door of a kli, you're allowed to remove the door, you can't put it back on, and the Gemara is going to ask why that difference. Shel lul shel tarnakolim, if you have something that's a door for a lul shel chicken coop, which is mechubel karka, lo notlin lo machzirin, you can't attach the door or remove the door, nothing at all. Now says the Gemara, I understand that very well. Bishlama shalul shalshel tarnagolim, I understand that you're not allowed to attach or disattach a door to a mechubel karka, to a chicken coop, kasavar, came at the mechabri ba'ara, since it's mechubel karka, yesh binyan bekarka, yesh stir bekarka. Anything that's attached to the ground, of course, has both an iser of binyan and stira, right? They're one and the same. That I understand. Aval, Ella asks the Gemara on the fourth line. I don't understand how you have this double standard. If you hold that yesh binyan bekalim, then you should also hold yesh stira bekalim, and it should be equally also to attach a door to a break front and to remove the door from the break front. On the other hand, the e ain stira bekalim, if you hold there's no issue to remove to the ain stira bekalim, there should also be ain binyan bekalim, and everything should be mutter. Okay. So in other words, whatever you hold by kalim, either everything should be mutter by kalim to remove and to put back on, or everything should be also by kalim to remove and to put back on. Why do we have a double standard that you're allowed to remove this door from a break front, remove the door from the dollhouse, but you're not allowed to put it back on? The Gemara now introduces a brand new svara, and this svara is exceedingly important in a lot of other areas of halacha, and let's see what it says. Ela Amar Rava after the three dots. Kasavra ain't binyan bekelim, ain't stira bekelim. Really, we hold there's no binyan, there's no stira, there's nothing wrong as far as boneth or soser is concerned if it's only a kli, if it's a dollhouse or a break front. So why are you not allowed to attach the break front door or attach it for a separate drabonan concern? And what is that? Ugzeira shema yitaka. We're worried that you might attach it firmly. And so what? And if you attach it firmly to a kli, then what? Then you're violating binyan. We just said ain binyan bekelim. We're going to see a gigantic machlokas, a raging machlokas rishonim right over here. Because what we have here is something very shver. If we just said there's no binyan bekelim, so why do we say, oh, but we're worried if you put the door, if you attach a door to the break front, you might, you know, tighten it really hard, and you'll come to violate binyan, but we just said no, ain't binyan bekelim. Mm. So that's where the Rishonim are going to be struggling, and there are going to be two ways to deal with this issue. One way, I'll say it outside, is you see from this Gemara that even though typically ain't binyan bekelim, but maybe if you do it really tightly or really efficiently or really well, like an uman would do, maybe then we would say yesh binyan bekelim. Which is a gigantic chiddush. Because really, the Gemara says explicitly, ain't binyan bekelim. And here you're telling me, but if you do it really strong, really tightly, all of a sudden that means yesh binyan bekelim. That's a gigantic chiddush. Let's see that inside, please. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, ain stira of ain binyan, really we hold, there's no stira, there's no binyan bekelim, therefore you could take it off. You can't put the door back onto this break front or this dollhouse. That's only mizrabban gzeirshim yitaka. Rashi says bechazaka, bechazka, with strength. You'll attach really tightly. Besakin or besikin, maybe it means to be pins. Viyasedos with like pins. You'll attach really tightly. So what? Says Rashi. V'havali gemar melacha. What does Rashi not say? What does Rashi not say? Rashi doesn't say binyan. Right, because ain't binyan bekelim, we just said. So what's the problem? If you attach it tightly, that would be the gemar melacha of this kli, v'chayim yishol makke
bepatish. What time before?
When Shabbos came in, the door wasn't there. Now you put in the door. That's the finishing touch. And
there
that's
was
a
no
problem.
No door there, you say.
What?
But didn't take it off.
The door was
never didn't remove it Shabbos.
Well, even if you're allowed to remove it on Shabbos, in theory, became you're allowed to remove it on Shabbos. But when you put it back on, we're worried you'll put it back on in a strong, tight way with pins and with screws and whatever, and that would be making it fully usable.
Yeah.
And that would be Makkah B'Padish. What do you see from Rashi? Ain Binyan B'Kalim with an exclamation point. Even if you're doing it strongly, tightly, well, no matter what, there's no such thing as being a bekeim. And this is important because this is Shitas Rashi many times in Masechet Shabbos. There's no such being a bekeim ever. As you could tie in a kli, strengthen a kli, build a kli. You could take, you could order on Amazon, order one of these like build yourself, a piano. And it
IKEA.
Comes in pieces. Yeah, go to IKEA and get a. You buy all the pieces to build a desk and a bed and a svarim shrank. And you could build it on Shabbos from beginning to end, and you will not violate binyan,
b'kalim,
because it's a kli. Yeah. That could be. As far as binyan is, not going to be binyan. Comes the Ran.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Makkah B'Padish is one of the Lam Tes Melachos. Yes, yes. Makkah B'Padish is one of the Lam Tes Melachos. Yes.
Number 38.
Right. Thank you. Yes, it's number 38. So now comes the Ran, and the Ran is going to say something that is wild. That happens to be the Tosfos also, the Tosfos and Shabbos also says this. It's an important sheet, and we're machmir for this Ran, we're machmir for this other opinion, which is going to dissent on Rashi. And look at the Ran. Lo machzirin. You're not allowed to reattach. Again, we're trying to explain a double standard. How come you're allowed to remove on Shabbos? I could remove the break front door. I could remove the door of the armoire. I could remove the door of the dollhouse. I could remove the door of this is a kli. But I'm not allowed to put it on. Says the Rav. La mishum diyesh binyan b'kelim. As we said, there's no binyan b'kelim. Quoting Rashi, Inami, look what he says. So this is now the Chiddush of the Ran. Mishum Bona. What do you mean? Ein binyan b'kelim. He's going to now say, wait a second, there's an exception against Rashi. Rashi said, there's no binyan b'kelim, period. And therefore you have to come on to Makkah B'Padish. Zok the Ran, Mishum Bona. D'chi amrin on Ein binyan b'kelim. When do we see Ein binyan b'kelim, honey mili? Ein binyan b'kelim means if it's an easy thing to put back together again, you don't need a specialist, you don't need an expert.
Right.
That simple plebeian, or some say plebeian, type of assembly that even a dodo head could do, a lady could put it together. Even somebody who's not, even with someone with two left hands could put together. That's what we say, Ein binyan b'kelim. Aval, look at these big words, last line and a half. Aval ose kli mitchilaso. If you make a kli from beginning to end, like you get a box from IKEA in the sent to you by UPS, and you assemble something from beginning to end, inami kli shenis parek, or you don't assemble from beginning to end, but you do a fixing of a kli that is a ma'isa uman tzarch uman bechazaraso. Kol shech zero. Lo mikre binyan bekelim. That's not called being bona bekelim, which doesn't exist. Ella ose kli mikre. That's called making a kli, not binyan bekli, but making a kli, which is even worse than binyan bekli. And mechayev mishum bona. Chiddush of the Ran. Tosfos in numerous places in Shabbos also holds this, that yesh binyan bekelim if. Want two possibilities. If you make the kli mitchilas of ad sofo, meaning you assemble the thing from the box and from IKEA till a finished product, A to Z, or if you do something that needs a ma'isa uman. Now we can understand. So when the Gemara said, you're allowed to take it off the break front, you can't put it on the break front midrabanan, what's the concern midrabanan? That you might attach it in a permanent, professional manner, and that will be a violation of not Makkah B'Padish like Rashi said, but rather even Bona. Oh, Rashi said Ein binyan b'kelim, says Tosfos, says the Ran. You hold Ein binyan b'kelim, but I hold if you do it in a professional way, or if you do it from beginning to end, Yesh binyan b'kelim.
That's pretty wild.
Yes, it's a wild shita, and guess what? We're machmir for it.
But if you did it yourself, obviously it doesn't need Oman.
Gzeira that you might come to do it in a professional way, right? We're not saying this is an issur d'oraisa to return it. It's a gzeira d'rabbanan that you might come to do it in a professional way. You might have your next door neighbor who's a handyman do it, and then you're in trouble. Correct. Okay. We're going to skip the next.
For it, but maybe not for that reason. In other words, the Gemara says that you don't do it, but you might be there.
Yeah, no. I'm telling you that I know that the poskim are machmir for shita's tosos, so and the Ran. Wow. So I'm just not showing it from this. I'm just telling you that is the case. Let's skip to source number five. Let's now get into the applications of everything that we learned, and we'll start to get to the real details of halacha ma'isa practice. Zok the prima gadim on this on our siman. Delasas habai. He sort of summarizes everything. If you have a delas that gets removed, it's mukta because what is it omeid for? You have a delas of a bayis, of course, it's omeid to reattach to a house. So it's omeid for what?
Karka.
For binyan bakarka. So therefore, since it's omeid for binyan bakarka, it's going to be mukta. So that means, Rabbo said, let's say you have, sometimes especially, we're going through construction here. Let's say we don't want people to go into the kitchen because they're doing construction. So we take the door and we just position it over the... It's not attached. That's it's removed. Right. We position it over the opening to the kitchen so nobody goes in. You have to get something from one of the cabins. Are you allowed to lift up that door, move it to the side and put it back? Mm-hmm. No, because it's all made for chibur. Correct. But it's omeid for chibur. Anything that's mechubur, something that's usual. That's look at the first line of Prima Gadim. I could use it for something else. Nevertheless, asur because it's omeid to be mechabrit. It's right. not that putting it against the opening is binyan, but the door is omeid to be mechaber. Right. And since it's omeid lechaber, it's omeid to do binyan with. Therefore, it's mukta. That's the first point. Second point, like the Prima Gadim, Dulasas HaKelem, Apo Pishein Ruyin Klalam Lach Acheres, even though there's nothing you could do with the door of this break front. Nevertheless, Mutara Mecham Letzel, because it has a Shem Kli, because you could be Mechabrit to the Kelem, we have this Gzeir Drabanan, not to attach it, because of Gzeir Drabanan, fine. Mashein Kein B'Shivrei Kelem, this is something that we learned last week, which was really last month, so we're not going to get into it. If it's shivrei kelim, you're not going to. It has to have. It has to be roi to use, but we're not getting into that. Says the Magen Avraham, when the Magen Avraham talked, when the Shulchan Aruch spoke about things that are mechubel lekarka, that come off, like the door that we just spoke about, that door or the screen that came off the track. Mechayev mishumbona, right? If you would attach, it would be mechayev mishumbona. If you can gam hachalonos, right? The windows also lito lahatzir de mechubarin hay. You can't change, right? You change your windows every twice a year. So could you do that on Shabbos? No, because that's going to burn your bekam, and therefore the windows that are in your basement that you're going to change with these screens and your screens and your storm windows, those are going to be mukta. Why? Because they're omeid lechaber to the binyan.
I was thinking that they fell out of the door, but you're right. The ones
equally,
in the basement, right,
the equally. The ones in the basement are mukta, and the ones that fall out of the door are also mukta. Right. They're both mukta because they're omeid lechaber. Okay. Now, with that in mind, we could come to our shayla. What is the halacha of a door handle? What is the halacha of a faucet? Let's talk about those two things. Well, based on what we just learned, anything that's omeid lechaber lebinyan should be mukta because it's omeid lebinyan. That's only going to be if it's a faucet of a house. What's a faucet on your kids, on your children's play kitchen? You know those Fisher Price kitchens you have in your basement for the kids to play with, and the faucet falls off. That's not only for binyan b'mechubar. That won't be mukta.
It's also not functional.
if it has to be a little bit functional, because that I don't want to go into that. But it's not omid lebinyan. As opposed to your kitchen faucet, if the faucet comes off sometimes, that's omid lechaber, and that's going to be mukta. So let's see now what the Shvus Yitzchak, which is a wonderful lamdisha sefer. He has on many areas of halach. One of them is Hilchas Mukta, and he quotes some psak from Rebbe Yashiv in this regard. And we're going to appreciate, because we know the background, we'll appreciate every point that he says. Yadit, handle, yes. That's a great question. What happens if you open your faucet, it comes off into your hand, and now the water's on high, and you're worried about a flood?
What about a sprayer that pulls out on it?
You ask the rabbi. What's it do? Can I ask you to ask your question in about 4 minutes or 5 minutes?
Sure.
And when we finish this?
Yeah.
Please ask your question again. Yadit, a handle. Yadit delet bayit. The handle of a door, a door handle of a house. Shenis parka bein bechol bein b'Shabbos. Whether it came off on Friday or on Shabbos, asur b'tiltel, for two reasons. Gam migzera shem yitaka, also for the reason that you might attach it firmly, like we mentioned in our Shulchan Aruch. Skip to the next line. V'kol shekein, and certainly, you're not allowed to insert the handle into its place, right? Sometimes when you have a bad doorknob, what do you like to do sometimes?
Take it off.
More than that, sometimes you leave it off, but when you have to open the door, you put it back on to, you know, actually, yes, open the door. It's going to be awesome. Because we're worried, Shema yikva usabedelis. You might attach it. Fine. Gam yishlad, hold on, please, give me a minute. Gam yishlad, we also have to clarify. Fine, perhaps even applying it to the door, inserting it into the door to use it, might also be binyan. Now he clarifies. Sometimes the door handle, you know this door handle always causes you a problem. So you leave it right on the counter next to it. When you need to open the door, let's say like you have a pantry door handle that you have to take care of. It's been 4 weeks already, 5 weeks since it came off. You leave it on the counter. When you need to open the pantry, you take it off the counter, you open the door of the pantry, and you put it back on the counter.
Like a key.
Oh, that's what he says. Let's see. Imra gil hish tamish b'yadit. If you use this handle normally, ba'ofen shemach niso motziya k'mafteyach, you insert it, you open the door and close it, like a key. Mut lasos ken gam b'Shabbos. You could do that on Shabbos. You could take that disattached doorknob and use it to open and close the door. Ukumochein, similarly, let's say on Friday, it falls off right 20 minutes before Hadlaka Snares. The handle comes off. Uh-oh. Mishanafli yadis dal so samach l'Shabbos. The door handle falls off right before Shabbos. You don't have time to fix it on Shabbos. If you designate this handle not as a door handle that's broken off my house, but I'm designating it as just like to designate for to use as this opener. I don't call it a door handle
it's
anymore
like
that's broken.
It's
I call
like
it a door opener, a key. Something that will give me access. But he says there's a different concern. There's no mukta problem, but this is in Geshmak Esvar that he's quoting from Rav Yashiv. If you leave it in the door, if you put it in the door, open the pantry, and leave it there for the next 20 minutes till you close the pantry, guess what? Having left it in the door, that might be a different violation, not of mukta, but of you attach something to the tzmachabil karka. You can't remove your hands from it, so long as it's in the door. Mishum Isur Binyan. Fascinating svara. There's no muktzah on it because you were miyachid it before Shabbos to have a din kli then mafteyach. But once you leave it in the door, you did what? Something different. You did binyan. And that's going to be a problem.
So you have to remove the handle.
Oh boy, oh my gosh.
The same
we have to think about this.
What?
We have Aaron Kodesh. Oh my goodness, this is scary.
Yeah.
Oybe, Yossi, I hope you. Oybe.
What's your problem?
Let's think.
What's your problem?
We have something here that we attach. It's a key. So that, right, it's going to break off. It's not Omi Labinian, it's not Omi Labinian, it's not.
If it fits into the start, if you can't think you have to take it out.
The question is, okay, so we have, let me just explain for all the people listening online.
It's a key.
We have a,
roll down gate.
Roll down gate to protect the Aron, to protect the Aron Kodesh.
Right.
And it's inserted into the wall like a key to roll down the gate. Right. And then when the gate is, down, you could leave it in the wall, or you could remove it.
You remove it. Actually, remove it. You always remove it. You
so
never
if
leave
you
it remove,
if your hand is on it the whole time, and then you remove it, that's
it's just a key. It's not part of the thing.
You're saying it's always
it's a key.
It's never a key. And you always remove it when you're down.
The fact that you're putting it in is no different than any mafteach. I hear that. It's not like a door that's part of the door. It happens to be that it's broken off today, so I'm using it. No, that's
it's not broken off.
This is the key. This is the key.
Right.
Okay. And you always remove it.
Yes, you try to make it.
The Asher. Okay. Let's say a key. Let's say a doorknob broke off on Shabbos. That's definitely going to be usher because if it broke off on Shabbos, that's going to be a different issue. That's going to be that it was. That's going to be that what it was. That's going to be Shivrei Kalim on Shabbos. That's going to be more Aser. We're not going to go into that now. With this in mind, we can now go to another Sefer, which quotes some other Pesachim, I think. Does he also quote Rabbi Yashiv here? He also quotes stuff that he heard from Rabbi Yashiv. This is an interesting Sefer, Shalma Yehuda, which is the most detailed Sefer on Hilchas Mutzah that I've ever seen. And he's going to add another, a few more applications. I have a feeling it's written by an American, because whenever you see a Sefer that all the hard words he translates on the bottom in English, you need an American author to realize
what's hard.
That these are words that a regular American who's a yeshivish guy who's stopped learning Sfarim and knows how to learn but doesn't know like the technical Hebrew, modern Hebrew terms, doesn't know these words. So it's probably written by an American. I don't know who the author is, I forgot to check. Kol Chayfetz, any item. Shedarka Shemechaber Masalakarka. That you typically, it's typically mechubar lekarka, v'asham ain't mechubar, but right now it's not mechubar. Could go on mitle, number one, a hook. Shemechaber makir. Sometimes in your kitchen, you might notice, you probably don't even know, your wife probably knows, sometimes in the kitchen you have hooks that are attached to the side of the fridge, to the tiles where your wife hangs her oven mitts, your wife hangs a hand towel.
What about magnetism?
Magnets.
That could be a problem. That's not hilchos mukzah, but that could be a problem. If it's mechubar to the fridge. A fridge is like karka because it's plugged into the wall, something that you don't move, it's gigantic, and therefore you should not attach magnets to a fridge.
Magnets is like ear suction.
Yes. Shemachalik, I feel mitlash and idbat belachat zavir. What's belachat zavir?
Air pressure.
Air pressure is suction, right. Beli devik, without glue, it's air pressure. It's one of those vacuum things that you stick to the wall. O kaftar, something that's attached to the wall as far as the light switch or something around there, the sockets, why switch. Oh, beretz, a faucet, a faucet handle. Shenafla chelik shemisovi v'saber is the far part that what we call the handle, the faucet handle. All of these things are mukza.
No, he means one of the
and that's whether calls the bein she'od lochubri, whether it's you didn't attach it or they fell off. Fine. Look at the note. Okay, I thought he would say these other points.
Oh, look at this on the bottom right here. The holes, look at the last thing.
Yeah, last point. Vimroy, the last point of looking says, Vimroy lishtayish b'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r'r' hose, hamachubur leberez, lechavein zrimas hamayim shenafal. Let's say the hose of your faucet, sometimes you have those hoses that have the extending, extending hoses.
Yeah.
That also is considered a mukta if it falls off. So therefore, what are we coming out with? We're coming out with anything that's mechubel karka or is supposed to be mechubel karka. It's going to be mukta, whether it fell off on Shabbos or on Erev Shabbos. If something is not mechubel karka, but it is mechubra to a kli, you're allowed to remove it on Shabbos. You're allowed to disattach it on Shabbos. You're allowed to take that handle from the kids. The kid has a play kitchen. You're allowed to take off that faucet handle. You're allowed to take off a door. You're allowed to take off a door from the brake fund. Let's say you want to reach something in the brake fund. I don't know what it is. You want to take off the door from the brake fund. Mutter. But to put it back, that's going to be a gzeira drabanan. Machlokas, Rashi Tosos, Rashi and the Ran, if the problem that we're worried that you might attach it too tight, which will be bona, Because there is Bina Bekarka if you're doing a Maisa Uman, or if the problem with the, that you might attach it has only become because of Makka Bepatish. But either way, it's going to be also to reattach it as far as Xerah Dabanan. That is today's Shir. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, next week, we will move on to new areas of Hilchas Mukta.
After Shabbos.
Wait, what was your question again, Mr. Sporn? Yeah, let's say you turn on the faucet, it comes off in your hand, and the water is on high, and you worry about a flood. So if you reattach it, that you tell me, that's going to be bona v'mechuber, and that's going to be asur mide. Rabbi Russ, bona v'mechuber is mide. Bona v'mechuber is? Bona v'mechuber.
It's usur.
That could be daraisa. Yeah,
right.
So you better get a guy.
As Malcolm Hef said, we'll let you... What?
Okay, it came off in your hand. If it's still on, just... It never disattached. If it's still on, you just felt it comes loose, okay, so close it. It never... It's still attached. It's still there. You know, let's say you wrenched it too strong with your hand, you feel like it got... It snapped off, but it's still there, then you could probably just close it. The question is, if once it was removed from the bias... To put it back on, I think it would be bona b'mechubra, also daraisa. You'd have to get a guy. Because Malcolm Hef said, you could tell, you know.
First get a bucket, then get a guy.
Oh, very good. Mr. Benzev suggests you could turn off the valve made from underneath.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.